whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hi, I'm Julie from Rock Antenna with Kier and Sepp from Simple Plan, and I'm very excited.
Hello.
It is so amazing to have you here.
Yes.
People are coming in. That's fine.
It's organic.
We're on tour. We're on a we're in a production office,
it's
right?
Organic.
Here, so that's fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Bloody fantastic. I had a day off yesterday in Munich, so today we're well rested and happy.
What did you do in Munich?
I walked around. It's such a beautiful city. I kind of forgot how beautiful it is. Maybe one of the most beautiful in Germany. Got some coffee, went for a workout, got some food, you know, just got to enjoy the sights. It's beautiful. What about you?
I did the exact same thing, but not together for some reason, just all separate. A lot of walking. It's a beautiful old town. It's gorgeous. And it was such a beautiful day yesterday.
Aw, that's so nice to hear. When have you been here last time?
Don't remember. Yeah. I don't think we can hear on the last tour.
Did we? No, we did not. No, 2024, early 2024. No,
we don't play Munich as much.
No,
We went to Hamburg, maybe Frankfurt.
I know it was when we did the European tour with Sum 41. We actually played here.
Yes,
correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, correct. Oh, you know your German. That is very nice. Do you know any other German words, like very important German words, like how to order coffee and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Café Bitte. Yeah, sure. Okay. Easy.
Well, that was too easy.
You with a K.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
We speak French, so we can do the R.
I know, and that's really cool.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf. A fünf is my favorite number ever in German, fünf.
Yeah. It actually is my favorite number too, but not because of the pronunciation, but it's just five. I like
that. I just love giving people high fünf. Can I give you a high fünf? Awesome.
Awesome.
Do you guys say high fünf?
Say high five, actually.
Yeah. I disagree. I strongly disagree with that.
We were so doing that tonight. Hey, Seb, high fünf, high fünf.
Or, I mean, you could also do, like, the proper German would be hoch fünf.
Hoch fünf.
Fünf.
Hoch fünf.
No.
No.
High
fünf.
High fünf is funny. It's a hybrid.
Awesome. I wanted to talk to you about your documentary first because I was watching it and it felt like the most amazing flashback for me. And it's actually funny because I haven't, like, when I watched it, I was like, this is just exactly how we grew up. Like, obviously not in a band, but
yeah.
Like all that emo pop punk stuff in the
early
2000s and stuff, and I really loved it. And obviously also Nothing Changes, a song which was running in the credits, right? Because uh-huh. I was like, is that a new song?
It is.
Oh my God.
It is.
It is so cool. How much time did you take filming all that stuff and putting it all together?
20 years.
Yeah. So, 25.
But it is crazy. You're talking about all the old stuff and how we grew up and all that. Like nowadays, it's very normal to film everything. It was not back then. Like we're very lucky and fortunate to have all this archival footage. And obviously, that's a big part of showing the band's history. You know, what we were like as people, what we went through as a band, the type of tours that we were doing, the type of shows we were playing and all that. So putting all that together, it took a while, like a couple of years to put it all together. And I mean, it's kind of like the play-by-play of how Simple Plan became Simple Plan.
Yeah. And did you, like, have a most precious moment thing when you were looking through the archival material? Like, oh, my God, I remember this. I forgot about this or something. It's like, yeah.
And yes.
Yeah, for me, it was, like, the tough times. Mm-hmm. Like, when we were on stage and getting... Like, I remember... I know that we had haters. I know that we had bottles thrown at our faces at some of the shows that we played at. But I kind of forgotten how much it affected us. You know, like, I got over it at this point, and I think we're very fortunate to be where we are, and we have a lot of fans, and I think we've earned the respect of those people over time. But back then, it was a lot. It was very heavy. And I forgotten that. Yeah.
It's a good point. We haven't had to deal with that in many years, maybe like a decade or I mean, but it was a very big thing in the early 2000s. I agree. That was a tough moment. And yeah, I kind of forgot about that too.
Yeah.
But only a few weeks ago, you played When We Were Young Fest.
Yeah. Yes.
And
no haters.
No haters, right?
Nope. No. Hey, you know what? Hating is not popular anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be, and I think that we can attribute that to possibly social media and camera phones. Now, if you do something really hateful, you're going to be probably outed on the internet, and people are like, okay, I should probably not do that. So that's it. Of all the negative things that social media and phones have done to us, I think that that's a positive, because people, you don't see that anymore, you know, whether it's, I mean, obviously it exists, racism exists, homophobia exists, all that stuff, and it's unfortunate, but it's a lot less present because people are more aware of like, yeah, I don't know if I want that to be out there, you know, so haters are not really around anymore. I think that people are much more accepting and tolerant. If you like heavy metal music, or if you like death metal, or like whatever, you're still going to sit there, and if Taylor Swift is playing, you'll be like, it's pretty good.
That's okay. You know? It's a good pop song. Yeah, obviously.
Where it used to be like, I hate you. Yeah. You should die.
True. We only love true metal.
Yes.
I've also watched lots of Chaos lately again. That is a wild movie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when we were young fest, how was the crowd? That's what I was, because it's a thing on my, obviously on my bucket list. I want to go there one time. And I love that all this emo thing is coming back right now. Where was the crowd like younger, like a new generational thing, or was it like a good mixture of millennials and Gen Z?
I would say it was a good mix. Yeah. There's some people that were older. Older. Who knows anymore? I mean, we're in our 40s. We're in our 40s.
Millennials.
I would say that the most of the people would be in their 30s, I would say.
I would say, yes. And this is our third year in a row playing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case for all 3 years now. It's like there's some younger fans that have just discovered the genre. But mostly, I would say, it's people that have grown up with it. So they're in their 30s right now, close to 40. Yeah.
Do you feel the comeback thing right now at your shows too? Like, because I think it's amazing how it's coming back. It's like everybody who was, I don't know, I was at an emo club night and there were like 14-year-old girls telling me that they're jealous that I experienced the MySpace time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was
that's what my daughter says. Yeah, my daughter says that. My daughter wishes she was born in the 90s or early 2000s. It's a thing, I guess. I mean, it was a good time. It was a fun time. We had a lot of great memories of that era. And I think there was a lot of good bands that came out of that era. But, you know, there's pros and cons of everything. I think that... What are you laughing at?
I was just saying that, you know, there are pros and cons, like ranking your friends back in the day, which I still do in the group chat. So
right? Yeah.
Kier's going to come up because he got me a coffee. Danny, however, did not show up for Hangouts that much this week. So he's going to come down in the top eight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be maybe like four or five this week. So I let him know as well.
It should be that on Instagram, your top eight.
Could we do that? Like, because I was talking to Alec from All Time Low a few months back, and he was like, maybe we should do like a bring all your top 9 MySpace friends to our show, special prize, then guest list thing, whatever. Like, I mean, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot yoga sessions for aging emos. Yeah. But do you sometimes like miss the days where your dad's been driving you around in this big van?
No, I think that's a great thing about, I do miss some things about it, but I don't think I would go back. I think that just going through everything that we've gone through as a band and living through life and the experiences that we have, you know, having kids and stuff. And now I find I appreciate all the moments now more than I used to. Yes, it was fun back then, but I kind of didn't even really process it that much because I was a young guy just having fun and going out and partying. I don't think I would go back, but I do miss some parts of it. I miss irreverence of it all, you know, just sort of like not having too much to worry about or care about. I find that now life is a lot more about responsibilities and responsibility.
What's that?
Thank you.
Okay, I got it. You're not nostalgic. I am. Maybe I'm a little nostalgic. Maybe I'm too nostalgic for this right now. I'm fine.
I think it's because the band is doing so well right now. I mean, we're playing bigger shows than we used to.
Obviously, yeah.
And now that we've talked about the haters, they're gone.
Yeah, I mean, there is some nostalgia about the era, but I think just like not so much about being young in that era because now we're adults and it's just life is different, you know?
Yeah.
See.
But now you're excessively touring, but we've always been excessively touring. So how much more comfort is a Beat the Street tour bus in comparison to your dad's van?
I mean, the street is much better. I love the double decker bus. It's very, very nice. It's funny now. We have to have like, oh, the pillow is not going to work. I need to go buy myself a pillow, and I got a mattress pad underneath. We need better coffee beans in the coffee machine. It's all about life's comfort on the road now. Proper shoes. You know, it's like we're more about maximizing our happiness as opposed to
general health as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Exercising. We don't drink. I don't drink. Yeah. I have not had one drop of alcohol on this tour so far. Have you?
I have not, and for many weeks prior as well. But we did make a pact that when we get to Dublin, we'll go have a Guinness Dublin. So that's happened.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's really cool. And I think, I mean, people appreciate it that you're doing all this stuff.
We're better.
Yeah.
We're a better live band. Yeah. We've obviously never sounded so good, right?
It's true. I agree. I sound awesome.
I sound awesome.
I am.
We love self-love. We love self-love and happiness. This looks like a therapy session right here, and it might be. Yes.
Do it.
No, please don't. If you had to describe Simple Plan shows in three words, one of them has got to be something to eat. What would it be?
Words. Filling.
Oh, filling. I like that. Okay, so let's use that as the word to eat.
Yeah, when you walk into Simple Plan show, you're nice and full. You're very, you're satisfied and content.
Yeah.
And the other two don't have to do with food.
No.
Fun. Let's do fun.
Yes.
Fun, filling,
and
energetic, probably.
Energetic. No.
Fun, energy, too close together. Let's do another one.
Energetic, filling, fun, and sexy.
Fun. Nice.
Satisfying.
I'm good with that. Yeah. No, fünf.
And fünf.
Yeah, that's perfect. I think I've read somewhere that you're working on a new record right now. I mean, it's kind of obvious that you do, and you're planning on putting it out early 26 also.
No, we're gonna make it early 26.
Jenna keeps saying that.
Yeah,
basically,
right?
When we're done with touring, we're gonna start writing new music.
God damn it,
Jeff. Is that gonna be a record? Is that gonna come out right away? That remains to be seen. But yes, there will be some new music being worked on as soon as we're off the road.
Yes.
So you're not working on the road. So that's not.
No, it's really. I'm terrible at that. I think it requires too much of my focus.
Get it.
And I'm to be honest, like I'm putting together some lists. I'm going through songs that I already have, and I'm like, this is gonna be good. I got a few in the in the pipeline.
Yeah.
But I feel like I to write a song and to come up with a song, I need to have all my focus. I need my workstation. I need my two screens and my laptop and my.
My Pro Tools.
And yes, exactly.
Right. But I'm very excited for the new songs to come out, because if they sound anything like Nothing Changes, it's so good. And I think, like, because it sounds different from anything you've ever written and also the same. So, like, it's a Simple Plan song, but it's also different. Did you approach it differently?
We did approach it differently. For the first time ever, we got in the studio and we didn't even have a song. So we got in the studio and it was like, let's just write a song and record it in 2 days. We got in there, wrote it for the first day, recorded half of it, and then the next day finished recording, and that was it. And it was so fun. It was so spontaneous, because we have a problem with overthinking things and overanalyzing and overpolishing. So to be more spontaneous was scary, but I think the result was amazing. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Spontaneity.
And I loved how everybody reacted the same, because I was watching it with like 5 or 6 friends, obviously emo friends, and then we were watching the documentary and then that song came on and we were like, that's a new song. That's cool.
We were hoping to have more of it in the documentary, but it was a lot of logistics with Amazon, and we wanted to play more of it. We wanted to have the whole thing, but it was like, oh, we can only fit 30 seconds of it or whatever.
That's fine. We play it now on our station.
Got it. Yeah. Those suits.
Well, then when I think it was actually fully out like 3 days later. So
yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. And I love it.
Nice. Thank you. We're going to play it tonight.
Thank you so much. Yes. Is there any song you can't not play, like
can't not play?
Yeah,
many.
That's a double negative.
I think we have to play Welcome to My Life, right? We have to play I'm Just a Kid. We have to play Perfect.
Sure.
We have to play
Shut Up, I Do Anything.
Shut Up, that's always on there. You know, Addicted, that's one of the
we don't have to play Addicted, but we choose to.
We choose to, yeah. fun. It's fun. People know it. There's a few.
What's new Scooby-Doo? I mean,
yeah.
And where,
what do you want to hear?
I would love to hear Jetlag. I know that.
Oh, we're playing that one. We're playing that one tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my fucking god!
Go.
That is my jam. Jetlag.
There we go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.